During the Second World War, there was a man by the name of Salvo D'Acquisto. He was a member of Italy's police force. When the Nazi Germany army overran to Italy, they ordered the police force to do a number of things. In September of 1943, in a small village outside of Rome, there was an explosion and two German soldiers were killed handling ammunition at a military base. For that, they rounded up and arrested 22 people, believing that the explosion was not an accident, it was on purpose. As the local police official, D'Acquisto was responsible for investigating the explosion, questioning the 22 people that had been arrested. But after his interviews and investigation, he concluded that it was indeed an accident, that there is no one who had intended harm for the German soldiers. He explained to the Germans that it was an accident, that no one was responsible, but the Nazis were determined to exact revenge. So they had prisoners dig a mass grave, and they announced that all 22 people would be executed. So Salvo D'Acquisto told the Nazis that actually he had arranged the explosion and that he had acted alone. The 22-year-old Italian police officer was shot before a firing squad while the civilians in the village were set free. There's a difference between that story and ours, though, isn't there? Those 22 people were innocent. They had done nothing wrong. We are guilty. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we have a Savior who took our punishment, who died in our place, who shed his blood. He bore the sins of many so that whoever believes in him can be forgiven.